If one looks at the video theory of NOT, M, the cranial injury, and the defensive system, they will see that what the animal does when it goes into a defense posture is to tighten the muscles of the jaw, the back of the neck, the legs, the hips, the whole system locks down. So it's like the muscles become tight. So what will happen are two diagnoses over the years. One is many people will say they have fibromyalgia. And another is that they have chronic fatigue syndrome. Both of these I've worked on many cases and had success. First by doing the cranial injury correction, then the jaw and the tail correction, which is how we get the animal out of defense. Then for the first time, the nervous system says, I am no longer needing to be tight and on guard. And this is what I have found and other NOT doctors have found could be partial contributor, if not a complete cause, of diagnoses that were labeled as fibromyalgia. Many of them are not true fibromyalgia, which seems to be labeled as an autoimmune condition. And on that note, if they are stuck up in defense, the immune system is dysfunctioning. So therefore, their immune system is also being addressed in an NOT treatment. First, we get them out of defense, which is to take care of the head, the jaw, and the tail so the animal can relax. The fibers, the fascia, the muscles can all release. But then also, the immune system can start turning up its function and deal with anything, as well as chronic fatigue syndrome. Well, if all the energy is going to the defense, of course, by 20 years have gone on, and you've had this injury that you don't remember, that you fell off the change table or you fell when you were 2 years of age, well, now by the time you're 20 or 30, your body says, I'm getting tired. I've got all this energy in the adrenal system. I've got all this energy that's been going in defense. And now it's like I've done 80 years worth of work, but I'm only 30. And so the system starts to burn out. And this is what I've noticed people will get labeled as chronic fatigue syndrome.